Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Germanic Community College, our focus this morning. The first half hour, we're going to really focus in on the Re-Educating Virginians initiative that is out there. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the great nursing program at Germana. Starting us off this morning is Registrar and Director of Enrollment Services, Sherry Maya, is with us. Sherry, good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Anybody who has ever been in higher education and taken classes or anything, a registrar is your best friend.
And, absolutely.
So, I mean, a registrar is, I mean, you get to know the registrar. Talk about what a registrar does. And, I mean, you have an important job there, Sherry.
Absolutely. And one I love because I get to help students from the first time they express an interest in Germana or college until we confer their degrees and help them onto their career or to their four-year university.
How did you, what got you involved in being a registrar? And when did you decide that this was kind of an avenue you wanted to take?
Well, it's an interesting story because I spent 6 years in the Army and then about six more years being a spouse to an active duty Army person. And I started working in child and youth services as a dependent and loved the work that I did with children all the way up through high school. When I got out of the Army, my first job was at a college, and I started as the person who answered the phone when you first called in and just worked myself up to, you know, through the years to the registrar position. And I just love it because I help people change their lives, and not only their life, but the life of their future generations, because the first time somebody goes to college, it's far more likely that somebody else in their family will.
Yeah, wow. That's a great, what a great way to look at it. These these times, because everyone at Germana is working, not working on campus and working from home, and for what you do, that's interesting. I'm sure that you had a little bit of shock kind of at the beginning, and I'm sure with the whole coronavirus was a challenge for you to shift everything from on campus and in an office to at home.
You know, it was a shocker. I think the thing that we did is we were working on a paperless process even prior to COVID. So we've been working on that for about a year, a way to get all of our forms and the things that students needed to do online. And so when we had to pivot and go home and work from home, we already had some of those structures in place. But I'm not going to lie and tell you it was easy. There were some growing pains initially, but now I think that we're doing an even better job of meeting students where they're at. And our students who are technology natives, our younger students, they're very comfortable chatting and emailing and doing, you know, FaceTime type interactions with our staff, although we use Skype, but not FaceTime, but that same idea.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no, that's interesting that we look at everything that's out there right now and talk about what's going to change and what's going to stay the same because of all of this. And I would think a lot of what you're doing now may stay, things definitely will not be the same, I'm sure, going forward.
No, they don't. They won't. I'm thinking about creative ways to keep some of my staff at home on some days so they can do behind the scenes work, you know, but I still have to staff for campuses. So when we reopen, we will have welcome desks at all the campuses so students can start coming back in if that's what they prefer. But I don't think it will ever go back to being the same that it was prior to COVID.
That's interesting. When you talk about when we reopen, it's going to be so different in every area, and especially what you do, and especially on a college campus, I would think for a long time.
Yeah, I think so too. Like even when I walked in, I went in the other day to get some information that I needed out of my desk, and there are the plexiglass windows over all of our areas, and it just even that is going to change the feel of what we do. But you know, I guess I am really looking forward to coming back on campus because I love students and I love interacting with them. So, you know, one way that we can do that is by welcoming them back. And then the other way is by allowing them to continue using all of the online services.
Yeah, that's going to really be the best of both worlds. It's so interesting, Chair, just talking a few minutes with you, just your enthusiasm for students and what you do. And, you know, when you talk about you love your job, it's so evident. It's great to hear, and especially in these times, because so many of us are stressed, but you have adapted and have moved forward.
We have. I have an amazing team of people who work with me, but yes, we just moved forward. We just picked up, and my motto is, you know, find the right yes for our students, and everybody, there's a yes for everyone. I can help you. If you come to Germiana, we can help you. And then meeting students where they are at. So if they want to be online, we're going to meet them there. If they want to come to one of the counters, we're going to meet them there. So yes, I thank you. I do love what I do.
I like that. I'm going to adopt that. Find the right yes. That is a great saying, and would make life a whole lot easier if more people did that. One of the great things through all of this and through all the tough times, Germana has experienced enrollment growth, and we have continued to hear that. Not many places can say that, and that really speaks well of the product and how you're able to, you know, help people find the right yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have worked very hard to not lose any ground during this COVID crisis. You know, some of our sister institutions are seeing enrollment dips. In fact, most of them are. There were only a couple that had growth. You know, I think it's our commitment to our community with things like the Community First Grant and Virginia Ready Scholars and other opportunities that just helps us to continue to grow. And people in this community have a thirst for education, and that's clear with the successes of our high school and of Germiana and our local four-year. So, you know, I think that what we do changes communities, and Dr. Gullickson and Dr. Ray are fully committed to staying in the community, changing lives, and helping people to get where they want to go.
Well, and through all of this, right away, Germana has been very definite in wanting to keep whether it's the students or the staff safe, and but continuing to offer everything. And there's just been no hesitation. You have moved forward and made it work.
Absolutely. There's just this commitment to our students to keep them safe, but keep them moving forward. And I'm glad to be a part of that, because we didn't need to change everything about our lives. We just needed to change, you know, how we interacted with each other.
Boy, and it's so important just to, like you say, to keep students moving forward and not letting them just wait this out. I think so many people that have continued to go on and continue to go forward with Germana, once everything, as things start to slowly reopen and get back to some sort of normal, the Germana students and those that have continued to move forward, they're going to be better off.
Absolutely. And it's evidenced in our commencement. Although our commencement this year is going to be virtual, we have hundreds of students who have completed their degrees during this time frame. And that's exciting to me. Nothing derails a Germana student, I believe.
Boy, and to be able, what a great for the students to know that they got a degree at this time, that's a great confidence builder.
It is, and we worked really hard in the spring term when we transitioned to online to make sure all of our students were comfortable and understood what was happening and how they could continue their services. So, you know, I think it's just a testament to the strength of this community, honestly, that we've been able to move forward.
Sherry Maya is here. She's the registrar and the director of enrollment services at Germana Community College. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Reeducating Virginia's initiative and the governor's program and how Germana is involved with that. Second half of the program, we're going to talk about nursing at Germana. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Germanic Community College, your focus this morning. Right now, we're talking with Sherry Maya, the Register and Director of Enrollment Services. Before we switch gears real quick, Sherry, when we talk about enrollment and classes and all, it's not too soon to start thinking about spring semester. To talk about what perspective students need to know about spring semester at Germana.
So spring semester will be online again, the way fall is. What they really need to know is time is of the essence. So all they have to do is go on to the Germana website, germana.edu, and click a button that says apply now. They'll fill out a quick application, and from that point on, my team will help them through the rest of the process. But there's a lot of money out there right now for students to help them with education, so time is of the essence, and we want to make sure that we get every possible student all the help we can give them financially and also just with the registration process.
So don't wait, and this is the kind of thing that's easy to think, well, I'll do it after the holidays. Well, I'll do it, you know. And you don't want to do that, you want to get the ball rolling on this if you know this is what you want to do or look at.
Absolutely. Yeah, because classes fill up, and then it becomes harder and harder to find the class that you need. So the earlier people get started, the better chance that I have of getting them on the right path towards graduation.
Germana.edu and apply now is what you look for and get going on that. Talk to us about one of the big reasons in recent weeks and recently the governor approved $30 million for free training of people who lost their jobs during the pandemic, the Reeducating Virginians initiative, and Germana's involved with this.
We are. We are very fortunate to receive about $1.1 million of that $30 million. And we have that to give to anybody in the community that has lost their job due to COVID or are underemployed due to COVID, you know, making less than $15 an hour, going from full-time to part-time as a result of the pandemic. And there we can award up to $3,000 per student, which would cover the cost of tuition for the spring semester, even with a full-time student. So the time is now to help students get going, and we have the money to do it too. So if financial reasons or the idea that it's difficult to pay for college has been standing in any student's way, it's removed right now.
Wow, this is a significant thing, and especially we talked in the last segment about what Germana's commitment to the community. Here you go. This initiative is something that really can pay for a lot, and this is something to really look into.
Absolutely. Also, we have some CARES funding from the pandemic, and we decided that the way that we would use that is by giving grants to our students. So we have a Community First grant available up to $500, depending on how much or how many credit hours a student signs up for. So even if they don't qualify for the REV training voucher, we have other opportunities, and we're committed as a college to make sure that financial reasons are not the reason why students don't go to school.
And that's plays such a big role, and this really does, like you say, take down a barrier that's there.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Who's eligible for this?
So the eligible for the REV training voucher, the Reemploying Virginians, are people who are in programs that are skills first. So things like nursing, which you're going to talk to later, but other things, administration of justice, so people who want to work in the corrections or in the policing field, people who want to do business, people who want to really get out and get employed. That's what these programs are for. One of our biggest ones and most popular is cybersecurity, because that's the way our world is going. So that's a program that is eligible for all of this funding.
Boy, and we've done a number of programs with Germana talking about the cybersecurity field. There are so many openings there, and these are positions that pay really well.
They really do, and it doesn't take a whole lot of education to be able to be eligible for those entry-level positions that still pay really well. So we can do a career study certificate with six or seven classes And at that point, students are employable.
But and I guess that's the other thing with this rev voucher. In some cases, you're not talking about a whole lot of education just to get some of these certifications, and you know get your career and things turned around, and you can start some of this stuff fairly soon.
You can, and there's even money available for our workforce classes, which are very skills forward and very short to get your certifications. So whatever a student wants to do, we have money to help. And we also have the people who are passionate about their success.
Well, and it's so often, especially if you haven't been involved with any kind of higher education or community colleges, community college today in Germana is not the Germana that you may have years ago looked at. There are, whether it's the certifications you can do or the workforce, there's so much there. There's so much more available, and it doesn't hurt to go to the Germana website and start looking around. I think you'll be surprised at what's offered and what you see.
I agree. And by the way, as soon as you go to the Germana website, you'll get a little chat box that opens up, and one of our amazing counselors is there for any questions you might have while you're navigating through the site. So we are committed to helping every student who wants to start.
Isn't that interesting, though? That would be a great way to be able to answer questions, and especially it's a non-threatening kind of thing. And if you have a question, you can get it quickly answered.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the counselors are committed to just helping a student, whatever the question is. And if they don't know the answer, they know who to go to get the answer.
Back to the rev voucher. Does it also include part time work if you were part time and had hours reduced or lost your job?
Yes, it does. You have to be making less than $15 an hour. So if you were reduced from a full time position to a part time position and make less than $15, you're eligible. If you were unemployed as a result of COVID, of course you're eligible.
Just apply for this on the Germana website?
Mm-hmm. When you first go to germana.edu, at the very top, there's a large yellow banner that says Reemploying Virginians, and you just click on the link, and it will say Get Started, fill out a simple form, and we will be contacting you.
Germana.edu, again, is that website. Is there a deadline for this?
Yes, there is, which is why time is of the essence. We have to have awarded all of this funding by December 16th.
Oh, okay. Wow, that is right around the corner. So this is something, and again, this is the kind of thing. This really is life and career changing right now, and doesn't hurt to apply, especially if you know that you are eligible for this. This is major stuff.
Absolutely. And I just want to point out, though, that even if they're not eligible for that or if they don't make the deadline, we have a lot of other funding available to help them go to school. So I don't want anybody to say I didn't make it to the December 16th and then not come, because we can still help.
And boy, that's the thing. We talk about how community colleges have changed. Germana offers so many ways. There are just so many options out there, thanks to people like Bruce Davis and the Germana Foundation, mm-hmm. and just so many things out there that if you don't apply for something, or if that pot of money is gone, there are other options, and Germana will work with you like no other.
Absolutely. We have the Germana Guarantee Program. And that was started so that funding was not the reason that you couldn't go to college. So, you know, we're committed to helping change the community and get students on their path to career or to their four-year university.
Germana in that way, and Germana in that way makes things so easy. And we'll work with you. I don't know that there's and I think that goes into, we talk about Germana and the enrollment and how that has continued to increase. People see that and can work with you. And I do think that's one of the things, it's the people at Germana that set Germana apart.
It is. We have other community colleges calling our leaders all of the time asking, what are you doing? How are you growing? And the answer is, when anybody asks me, is we have amazing people who care about the community and care about our students. And that's the difference. We have all the same tools, but adding the care gets students further along in their path, and it's helped us to grow.
Yeah, no, we have seen that. And just even talking to you, I told you off air when we got started at the beginning of the show, we were like a minute into the show, and I could just tell your enthusiasm and your care for students, and you see that just down the line at Germana. So that does play into it, and especially in these days, just someone who's wants to work with you, you know, that wants to, you know, find the right yes, that can make all the difference for a person.
It certainly can, and we're all committed to doing that. Every student that walks across the stage just makes my heart swell. So when we're done and we've conferred and they walk across in their regalia, that's the ultimate compliment to what we do.
Again, this Reeducating Virginians initiative, you said December 16th is the deadline.
Mm-hmm. That's the last day we can award. We'd like students to have been in the system by December 14th so we can make sure to help them.
And again, go to germana.edu, or just go, and if you go to germana.edu and have questions, you can talk with someone or start applying, and it's as easy as that.
It is.
Sherry, great to talk to you. We covered everything that you need to let people know about through this. And again, remember, if you're thinking about the spring semester, don't think. You need to get moving so classes and things don't start filling up.
Yeah.
Sherry Maya is the registrar at Germana Community College, germana.edu. Sherry, great to talk to you. And thank you for all that you're doing at Germana.
Thank you.
When we come back, Patty Lisk will join us, the Dean of Nursing and Health Technologies. We will talk about the nursing program at Germana. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Germana Community College continues to be our focus. The rest of the program, we're going to talk with Patty Lisk, the Dean of Nursing and Health Technologies at Germana. Patty, it's great to have you on this morning. Good morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I was telling you before we got going that years ago when Dr. Turnage would be a guest on the show, and we could be coming in and be talking about totally different things, just, you know, you name it. We'd be talking about budgets or whatever it would be. And at some point during a break, he would say, is there any way we could just stop it? We could spend a few minutes and talk about the nursing program. And the nursing program at Germana really over the years has just been a jewel, and you just hear so many good things about it.
Well, indeed it has, and it has grown tremendously. So I hate to admit that I think I grew up at Germana. next December, I will have been there 35 years. So Germana is celebrating its 50th anniversary, so that tells you a little bit about how I grew up at Germana. But, when I first came to Germana, we only admitted 20 nursing students a year, just 20. But that kind of reflected what the community need was.
Yeah.
And as time has continued and until today, we admit 120 students a semester, so 240 a year. So we've grown exponentially over the years through support from community members and through support of the state and the college. So we continue to meet the community need in nursing, and we have also expanded in that department to meet the needs in other health technologies areas.
We always, I know years ago, we always would hear about a nursing shortage. Is there still a nursing shortage?
Well, especially right now, there is quite an issue, because many of the nurses who are working or who were working during the pandemic phase, their children are now at home, as you might guess, because of educational needs. And so they have had to pull back in the amount of time that they can work. And so that has left vacancies as well. So, yes, there's a shortage. And I anticipate the 70 to 80 students that will graduate in December from our program to be employed immediately.
Oh, I bet. And the other thing that strikes me when thinking about talking with you is just the fact that you're teaching the people that are on the front lines right now in all of the in everything that we're dealing with and talking about.
Absolutely, and it's quite a challenge. And I must give kudos to our faculty who continue to go in day after day, like our nurses who are on the front line day after day with the COVID situation, which, as we all know, is continuing to escalate right now. So, yeah, it's been challenging, but the students know that this is what they want to do and this is what they've been called to do to help people who are sick. And render them back to wellness. And so they're in it, just like our faculty are. So I wouldn't say it's a pleasure to do it, but I would say it is an honor to do it.
I've often wondered with nurses, especially now with everything, with people, so many people so resistant to masks. And you all, I mean, if you've been doing this for 35 years at Germana, you're used to masks.
Yes, that's true. We do wear masks a lot, but not as much as we've been wearing them in the last year since March. My guess is, you know, and this is just Patty talking out loud and thinking ahead, that after the AIDS crisis in the late 70s, we went to universal precautions in healthcare, where we always wear gloves and we always do certain things for certain all patients, and they're universally done. I sort of wonder if we're going to go to universal masking as a result of this pandemic, but we'll see if my prediction is right. So
interesting.
I think it might become more of the uniform than we expect.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought of that. You just also in your title, health technologies, you certainly have seen, I mean, in most industries, we've seen such changes in technologies, but boy, in healthcare, we certainly have.
Absolutely. You know, one of the, I was reading about the most dangerous occupations right now. And, you know, most people go, well, registered nursing. Certainly, it is way up there, registered nursing. But you know which one is at the top of the list? Dental hygienists. Now, if you think about it, they aerosol the secretions that have the virus in them when they clean our mouths and our teeth.
So
they're way up on the list. And we do have a dental assisting, a dental hygiene program at Germana. And so those folks have had to transition tremendously as well, but they've done an excellent job.
But yeah, it has been, and I'm sure just all the transition, the changing. When Sherry Maya was talking just about the differences with registering students, and I'm sure it's the same with you as far as just some basic things, and even probably some new things as far as in training and in equipping nurses for what we're dealing with today and going to be dealing with for obviously a while.
Absolutely. So if you know me, and I know you really don't, but I am a tremendous optimist. So I always believe there's good that comes out of anything.
Yeah.
Even so now, we are seeing amazing good things that we would have never, ever tried in instruction if we had continued face-to-face that can be implemented when we go back to our new normal or whatever it is when we go back. So some things we'll never let go of that we've learned during the pandemic. So I think that's very exciting that during this terrible, tough time that we can have positive things that we can implement into our curriculum as well. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
It's so interesting talking to the health district and about flu numbers are so low right now. And you think that maybe some of these things that we're going to continue on to do with hand washing and then in that kind of thing, you know, maybe the flu numbers in future years may not be as high as they've been.
Well, that would certainly be a blessing, wouldn't it? I know that if you're a nurse, you're washing your hands right off. So. what can I say? It needs to be done.
Were you one of those people at the beginning? Because people that I knew that are in nursing would just say, oh, you know, the washing your hands for 20, 25 seconds, you know, that's the first thing you learn the first day of nursing school.
It is one of the first things that they check off. And when you say check off, they have to do it in front of a faculty member to show that they're doing it right, that they know. I know it seems silly, doesn't it? Do you know how to wash your hands?
Yeah. But, yeah,
there are certain ways that we do wash our hands. So, Yes, I think that and students learn from the very beginning that that is one of the best ways to prevent the spread of infection. So hand washing, if you can't do anything else, wash your hands right now. Wash them, wash them, wash them. Very, very important to prevent the spread of the virus.
Well, and I know certainly when I would be around people that are nurses and I would wash my hands, and they still do that. They'll say, you call that washing your hands? Go back. You know, you need to go back and do it.
So you I heard say happy birthday while you're doing it.
Yes, that are the alphabet. Patty List with us, the Dean of Nursing and Health Technologies on News Talk 1230 WFVA. So when you came to Germana 35 years ago, did you ever think, was one of your goals to become the Dean of Nursing and Health Technologies?
I'm not saying no, it was not. I truly love teaching. I mean, not that I don't like being the dean. I find that challenging as well. But I love teaching students. It's something that if you love to do it, you love to do it, and it gets ingrained into your being. So, no, at that time, it was not one of my goals. But a lot of things happened at Germana that were unforeseen, sort of like this pandemic is unforeseen, that led me to be into this position. So it's been very challenging and exciting, but I think my true love still is teaching.
Are you able to do much of it or any of it now that you're a dean?
That's a great question. Yes, I am able to teach, but it's not my primary responsibility now.
Okay. How did Germana, because we talked about, I mean, over the years, in one of the first things that I can remember when you start doing research about Germana and years ago, everyone always talked about the nursing program. How did the nursing program become such an integral part of Germana and really just very highly respected everywhere?
I think that goes to our very first dean. Her name was Dale Featherston, and I am one of the few people that had the pleasure of working with Dale. She was an amazing visionary woman, and she was hired right at the beginning when the college started, and her goal and her responsibility was to develop a nursing program for the area, and she did that, and it was approved and accredited right away, which is much a credit to her. And it became a stellar program and certainly one of the flagship programs of the college even at that point. So even though the numbers were very small, they were impactful to our community.
Boy, and the numbers were small, but whenever you run into people that are nurses and have gone through Germana, I mean, Germana just has such the program itself is so highly regarded. And you know, if you've got a Germana graduate who's your nurse, you're being taken care of. It just that, I mean, that really is the thought, I think, with a lot of people.
Well, I think that, you know, that started with Ms. Featherston and her instilling excellence in the faculty that she hired, that was her expectation. And that tradition has been carried forward through all of our deans. That we want excellent practitioners, we want excellent nurses in our community, and that's the goal of my faculty now. They are excellent teachers. Anyone who goes to Germana to become a nurse certainly is going to get a wonderful education, and I will hold it against any that they could get anywhere. Our faculty are wonderful.
The nursing program, how long does it take you to go through it?
That's a great question. Depends on what route you take. Mm-hmm. But if you take the traditional registered nursing route, it's 5 semesters in length. The first semester being general education classes, and by that I mean English, biology, psychology, those sorts of classes. You actually start the nursing classes in the second semester. But back to the REV discussion, that is a tremendous opportunity for individuals in our area who do need to retool and learn a new job. So the REV money could be used for a nurse or a student who was interested in nursing. They could come in and start as a nurse aide. That program only takes 8 weeks. A person can be certified as a nursing assistant and get a full-time job working in a nursing home or in a home health agency and getting benefits right away. Right after that, they could go for another 8 weeks and become a registered medication aide. So you can see in the course of 16 weeks, a person could retool using that REV money and have a job that could help sustain their family with benefits. Our nurse aid program directly leads into our practical nursing program. One of the things we did when we revised our curriculum about 2 years ago was we instituted the thought that no credit is ever wasted. And by that, I mean that if you take a course along the way to become a nurse aide, that that course would be used all the way up to the time you became a registered nurse. So it's sort of like a ladder curriculum that goes from CNA to LPN to RN. So all along the way, students continue to advance in their nursing skills and collect the needed education, general education requirements for the RN degree. So I encourage people, if they are in a situation that they need a job and they're interested in healthcare, that they look into the REV program and into the CNA program. It's one that they can certainly get a job in very quickly now. And it only takes, like I said, 8 weeks at the college. So that could be life-changing for someone who needs benefits, for sure.
Oh, it totally is. I had no idea. That's why I'm talking to you this morning. This is one of these, you know, what did you learn moments that you can get something that quickly. And what a great opportunity now with this REV grant out there to be able to do that. And you can start moving up the ladder pretty quickly.
Absolutely. And the good news about it is, like I said, no credit is ever wasted. They can get up to $3,000 in the REF money. And then once a student is employed at a facility, say as a certified nursing assistant, oftentimes the facility will pay for them to continue in their education. So if I wanted to go back and get my LPN, one of the requirements for admission to our LPN program is that you are a CNA, a certified nursing assistant. So you can see how the programs link all together. So if they're ideal for people who want to come in and get a credential, stop out and work and regroup, so to speak, because we know how education can be draining on a budget, a family budget. Go back to school for another year, become an LPN, sit for your exam, work for another year or so, and then come back and become an RN. Or students can just start at the beginning of the RN program and become an RN, or start at the beginning of an LPN program and become an LPN. You get what I'm saying? So you don't have to do the latter way, but you can.
Yeah.
So it's
Patty, when you're to be able to do this in 2 months, is just terrific. What are some of the kind of courses that you take when you start off at, you know, as a nursing assistant, say, or a nurse's aide?
Okay, that's a great question. So for the nursing assistant, to become a nursing assistant, you have to take two classes. They're HCT, which is Healthcare Technician 101, and HCT 102. And what you learn in those courses is how to take care of people, primarily in a long-term care setting. Although Mary Washington Hospital and other hospitals in our area hire these people to work for them as well. So I don't want to shut it down to long-term care. Certainly acute care is using these individuals as well.
Good enough. This is, and again, if you're looking at the REV grant, like we said earlier, December 16th is the deadline. So check into this, because this says, you talked about it being life changing. It is life changing.
It is. And there are many people that are in the workforce, and I hear it day after day when they come in to talk to me. I always wanted to be a nurse. I always wanted to go into healthcare, but instead I did da da da. So this is their opportunity. If something unfortunate has happened to them because of the pandemic, they can turn that into a great opportunity for themselves with little or no cash outlay at this point. So just some hard work on their part to get through the course, and then they'll have a new career.
Germana.edu is the website to go and check this out. Patty Lisk here, the Dean of Nursing and Health Technologies. We need to take a quick break, and we'll wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540 1-800-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Patty Lisk here this morning from Germanic Community College. She's the Dean of Nursing and Health Technologies. Just a couple minutes left, Patty, but you were just telling me about an EMS program that that Germana has.
Yes, this is really exciting news for Germana and for our community. It's sort of long awaited, if you will. So our EMS program will start actually this spring. We'll start with EMTB classes in the later half of this semester. And then these classes will progress up just like the classes I talked to you about in nursing, from EMT to advanced EMT to paramedic. So it'll have a ladder sort of curriculum there. So we'll have a paramedic associate in applied science very soon. So if you're interested in EMS, this is another avenue for you to explore Germana. We've been really lucky at Germana. We've had tremendous community support for this program. We were donated an ambulance for Orange County. So we are so excited to get going and start this program.
Wow. And talk about just, I mean, you talk about shortages and needs. There's, I know that's an area of need, and this will be an area that Germana is able to help fill that need.
Absolutely. And we're real excited to do it.
And again, to wrap up here, December 16th, the deadline to get involved with this this REV grant. And as you talked about, these 8-week courses that can kind of get you into the door for nursing. What a great opportunity to use this grant and to apply for it and, you know, maybe take off in another career.
Absolutely. And we welcome you. Nursing is a terrific profession. It's one you can go anywhere and do anything, you name it. And the good thing about nursing is you don't just stop with your LPN or your RN. You become a nurse practitioner, a nurse anesthetist. The doors are wide open for you as you begin up the pathway.
Boy, and thanks to you who you know, those of you who've been teaching nurses and involved in this, we have seen so much of and just heard some heartbreaking stories of how much nurses have sacrificed through all of this that we've been going through, and just a wonderful profession. Thank you.
Yes, it's a great profession, and I know if nurses are like me, they're out there to help people around them and help them get through this troubling situation.
Well, I think I feel like I've made a new friend today. I need to give once things lift a little more, you can come in and bring some of your nursing students, and we can talk more about the program, because there's just great things going on at Germana. Thank you, Patty Lisk.
Thank you.
Patty Lisk, the Dean of Nursing and Health Technologies at Germana. Again, December 16th for the grant, germana.edu. That is it for Town Talk this morning. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll see you Monday on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.